Hello. Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. In today's discussion, we're going to look at two points of usage. The first has to do with
the relation between laze and lazy.
And the second,
the use of the personal pronouns as subject and object of the sentence.
Fine. Let's begin with the first two words, laze and lazy. The word lazy is a common one, and I believe many of us know how to use it. First, its spelling.
L-A-Z-Y.
And it means?
Unwilling to work, doing very little work.
Thus we talk of a lazy person.
She is lazy.
He doesn't do well, not because he is not intelligent.
I would agree. She's just lazy. She's not stupid.
These are simple illustrations of the basic meaning of the adjective lazy. The word can also mean
showing a lack of energy or activity.
For example,
we talk of a lazy yawn.
A lazy yawn. And a lazy yawn means a yawn in making which very little energy is used, because the person yawning is lazy. A lazy yawn. And we use the adjective to describe a period or a span of time when little activity is carried out. For example,
a lazy evening.
A lazy Saturday morning.
A lazy vacation period.
These simply mean an evening or a Saturday morning or vacation period in which nothing serious was done, as in this sentence.
We decided to spend a lazy day at the beach together. We believed we had done more than enough work at the weekend.
We decided to spend a lazy day at the beach together. We believed we had done more than enough work at the weekend. That is, we were idle at the beach doing nothing. Here's another.
The end of the month was often a lazy period for everyone in those days, not excepting the teachers and the headmaster himself.
A lazy day, a lazy period, a lazy Saturday. I'd like to draw the attention of listeners to the fact that in these latter examples, the adjective lazy does not describe a human being. Instead, it describes a time or period. And when we describe a period as lazy, we do not mean that period or time is unwilling to work or doesn't do any work. What we mean is we or someone referred to in the sentence is unwilling to work or does periodically nothing during that period. In the sentence,
the end of the month was often a lazy period for us.
By this we mean
we did nothing or were unwilling to do anything at a certain period or time.
And what was the time?
The period referred to was the end of the month.
Similarly, when we say
we decided to spend the period that day at the beach doing nothing,
we mean we decided to spend period that day at the beach doing nothing. So, there's a meaning difference between
a lazy person, a lazy laborer,
and
a lazy day, a lazy month.
A lazy person or a lazy laborer is a person or laborer who does very little work and is unwilling to work as much as is expected of him. A lazy day or lazy month is a day or month in which we do little or show very little inclination to work. Now, Since lazy is an adjective, it has a comparative form as well as a superlative form. For example,
lazy, lazier, laziest.
Thus we say,
my own sister is lazy. I have to admit this.
You haven't seen anything. Come for a visit one of these days, and you will see a lazier girl.
Well, I didn't mean there couldn't be much lazier people than my sister Beatrice. I have seen lazier housemates, especially at Mr. Enim's office.
You're telling me his employees are probably the laziest in the whole wide neighborhood.
Similarly, as pointed out earlier, we can talk of
a lazy day,
a lazier month,
the laziest day in my life.
Here are some examples.
Yesterday was some day for me. It was one of the laziest and most unexciting periods in my life.
That reminds me of the second week of January last year. The laziest couple of weeks I spent as a student. I tried to summon all my energy and eagerness in order to be up and doing, but I had no response from within me. I seemed dead within me. No energy, no verve. Absolutely no drive, not even to do mischief.
I wouldn't let such occasional bouts worry me. Such lazy periods are a part of everyone's life.
Now, let's turn to the related word, laze. The commonest use of the word is as a verb. For example,
to laze about.
I laze. You laze. He lazes about.
To laze about means to be lazy. Be idle, relax. For example,
he is lazing on the lawn now. He seems to have forgotten that the housemaster will soon be here for an inspection.
Observe, the pronunciation is lazing, not lazying. Lazing, not lazying.
He is lazing on the lawn now. He seems to have forgotten that the housemaster will soon be here for an inspection.
There are two combinations we would like to draw your attention to. The first is
laze about.
An alternative to this is
laze around.
Now listen to how they are used.
He lazed about the compound doing nothing.
He lazed about the compound doing nothing. He walked about idly doing nothing. Now, instead of laze about, we can say laze around.
He lazed around doing nothing.
Now, a word about the use of the personal pronouns.
I, you, he, she.
We, they.
These forms are reserved for subject position only and nowhere else. For example,
I know it, and he and she do too.
Subject position.
We bought some, and they did too.
Subject position. There's a second set which complement the subject pronouns. They are
me, you, him, her,
us, them.
These are used in object position and after prepositions. For example,
it is for you and me.
But we don't say
it is for you and I.
Similarly,
he tried to help you and him.
But we don't say
he tried to help you and he.
This is intended to remind you of a point of grammar we've spoken about several times in the past. Listeners, that's all we have time for. Have a good day and cheers.